A professional choir based at Northern Illinois University gives a concert this weekend. As WNIJ's Guy Stevens reports, the ensemble gives both its members and its director a chance to go beyond the typical college or church choir experience.
My help comes from the Lord.
It's a Sunday afternoon, and NIU choral director Eric Johnson is leading Cor Cantiamo in a rehearsal for its next concert. Johnson says he founded the ensemble 6 years ago for a simple reason. In spite of a busy schedule, he wanted to do more. He wanted a choir that would focus on contemporary music and work with living composers. But that wasn't the end of it.
I had a vision of creating musical performances that transcend the immediate moment, that we bring together an ensemble that really wrestles with the meaning and the human experience of the music, as well as just making beautiful sounds.
The members of the choir seem to think he succeeded in making that vision a reality. Tom Faust is a middle school music teacher working in the Chicago suburbs. The NIU alum sings bass in Cor Cantiamo. He says it is a challenge sometimes to accommodate his day job and give enough time to the choir to achieve the high musical level Johnson is asking for. But then you get an experience that makes it all worthwhile.
There was one time at a concert, we had just sung this absolutely beautiful piece, and the hall was silent, just completely silent, except for one voice that went, "Wow." And it's the moments like that that you just live for, where you know you've made a connection through this beautiful music to another human being. That is why we keep doing it, and that's why I'm in it.
Like Faust, many of the choir's members commute some distance, like soprano Jo Ellen Caulfield, who for years has come from the southern end of Naperville.
It is a bit of a hike to get to rehearsals and gigs and things, but it's totally worth it. It's a great feeling walking into the rehearsal. I feel like it's a family, and it's a great feeling leaving after you've created a lot of music.
Caulfield says that feeling is fostered by Johnson's leadership.
He has a way to relate to people and to the songs. The singer ends up feeling emotions when they're singing. You know, you can go into a situation and just sing the music and be done, but he brings the story to life within our own group.
Faust says he sees a benefit in being part of the choir that extends beyond himself to his students.
The children see that it's not like you go into the classroom, you teach them, then you go home and you never touch it again. You live this life, you live this music. And to see that passion and to be inspired by it, I think has value entirely separate from any musical learning that they get.
Eric Johnson says he too has been affected by his experience with the choir, as together they strive to get closer to musical perfection, and he's all the better for it. Cor Cantiamo performs Sunday afternoon in NIU's Boutelle Memorial Concert Hall. The program features the U.S. premiere of Standing As I Do by Cecilia McDowell, as well as works by Aitken, Victoria, and Lauridsen. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.